From NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. President Obama is in New Delhi, where he just had dinner with Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh. Earlier, when he was in Mumbai, India, he had an exchange with college students. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports they brought up a sore point between the two countries, the U.S. relationship with Pakistan.
At a town hall meeting, one young woman asked why the U.S. has never called Pakistan a terrorist state when many Indians believe that high Pakistani officials were involved in planning the 2008 terrorist attacks that killed more than 160 people in Mumbai. The president sought to give a nuanced answer, saying that Pakistan was a strategically important country, although it has extremist elements within it. He said the U.S. is engaging with the Pakistani government in an effort to help eradicate the extremism, which he called a cancer that could potentially engulf the country. He said the country that has the biggest stake in Pakistan's success and stability is India. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Mumbai.
During his meeting with the students, President Obama also condemned today's elections in Myanmar. Voters there went to the polls for the first time in 20 years. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Bangkok. Many governments have rejected the elections as rigged in the military junta's favor.
Voting began at about 40,000 polling stations throughout Myanmar at 6 a.m. local time and finished 10 hours later. The government has said that it will announce the results in time. Some citizens boycotted the vote. Others say they were coerced into voting for pro-junta candidates. Several dozen parties are contesting more than 1,100 seats in national and local parliaments. There are twice as many pro-junta candidates as seats, but only half as many opposition candidates. The constitution gives the military an automatic 25% of the seats. Opposition icon Aung San Suu Kyi remains under house arrest, and several ethnic minority parties and regions have been barred from participating in the elections. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Bangkok.
Iran today proposed another round of international talks on its nuclear program. The Iranian foreign minister said that Turkey is willing to host the discussions. Negotiations had broken down a year ago with the U.S., Russia, China, Britain, France, and Germany. The six powers suspect Iran is seeking to develop nuclear weapons and wants Iran to stop enriching uranium, which could be used for warheads. Iran maintains that it's developing nuclear power for peaceful purposes. A mass burial is being held today for some of the Indonesians killed when a volcano erupted Friday. Mount Merapi sent hot clouds of gas, rocks, and debris down its slopes at 60 miles an hour in its most powerful eruption in a century. Officials say at least 130 people died since the volcano began erupting 2 weeks ago. This is NPR News. South Carolina Senator Jim DeMint says Tea Party activists deserve the credit for Republican election gains last week. He told NBC's Meet the Press he hopes his fellow Republicans heed the call of the Tea Party to repeal President Obama's health care law. Republican Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey was also on Meet the Press this morning. He said the GOP missed an opportunity to pick up a Senate seat in Delaware by nominating Tea Party favorite Christine O'Donnell instead of moderate Republican Mike Castle. O'Donnell lost the general election to Democrat Chris Coons. Acclaimed opera singer Shirley Verrett has died at the age of 79 in Ann Arbor, Michigan. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports the African-American gained popularity in the 1970s and 80s.
Shirley Verrett sang at the Metropolitan Opera and La Scala, performing roles such as Carmen and Lady Macbeth in Verdi operas.
Even when I hear recordings of myself or others singing some of this music, it brings tears to my eyes.
In 2003, Verrett told NPR she started out singing spirituals as a Seventh-day Adventist and switched to opera in New York.
Arthur Godfrey's show got me to New York, and from that show, I went to Juilliard. I auditioned for the school, and all of the members of the school said, operatic voice. That's how it started.
Verrett's career in opera spanned five decades. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
The New York City Marathon is underway. 45,000 runners from around the world are taking part, including Edison Pena, one of the Chilean miners trapped underground for 69 days. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.
Support